Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem
right. That's Tony Williams with the Platters bringing us back 23 after the hour. That's from the Wayback Machine for sure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is the author of a number of books, including the Well Done series. He's co-authored with different people. He's been the heart of that, the Well Done series of books, which I encourage you to check out and to buy. He's the author of What's the Rush? He's the author of Mind Like Water. So many great books that have helped so many people over the years. Jim, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on the great success you've had with your books. You've been an inspiration to many people, not the least of which is me.
Wow. Thanks, Jim. What a pleasure it is to talk with you and to be listened to by you.
Well, I've learned about listening from you. You've helped me become a better listener. That's what we're talking about, folks, active listening. Jim says we need to be active listeners, not just listening, not just asking questions, but active listening. And he's given us some tips and some best practices to use, Jim. What are some others?
Well, Jim, you know what I thought we could do is a little role play where you're a guy with a problem, and I bet you could come up with that you're maybe my employee and you come to me with some kind of issue or something
that's going on. Yeah.
And
yeah.
just spin that out so that I can demonstrate this.
Hey, boss. You have me working till 7 o'clock, loading out these trucks every night. And a year or so ago, you asked me if I'd shift my schedule around to do that. But it's summertime, and my child is playing ball, and I don't need to do this every day, but a couple of days a week, I need to be able to leave earlier than 7 at night, so I can attend my son's ball game. Can you help me out with that?
Do you know what I'm getting, Jim? I'm getting how much your son means to you.
That's right.
That squares with me because I have kids, and what I hear from you is, you know, you want to back your boy. You want to show up for him.
Mm-hmm. And I need your help with that, Jim.
You got it. Now let's stop there, Jim.
All right.
Because I want people to notice that I did one thing before I, just told you, oh, yeah, that's okay. Or maybe, you know, I have a problem with that. Or let's talk about the scheduling for this and all that. In other words, the mechanics of it. And what was it I did?
You complimented me on my devotion to my children.
And what did that feel like in the role play?
It made me feel good. It made me feel like we connected.
Yeah. And so that's what you can take a minute to do, even if it is a question or a problem that a guy comes to you with. And that was a fairly straightforward one because it was a yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
But I took the time because I wanted, A, to demonstrate it, but, B, you know, I wanted to warm up our relationship a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that
well,
that
and
was
the thing,
why I did the it thing that
way. The reason that's so handy for a manager, especially a small business owner, is because sometimes we have the tendency, and it's not intentional, it's not mean in any way, but we show up for work every day. We work hard in our businesses as business owners, and when we have really dedicated employees who do the same thing, they come back every day. They're just the pillars of our businesses.
Yeah.
When sometimes we without realizing it, we get the feeling that they're just like us. But the truth is, they're not just like us. They have their own issues. They have their own families, their own desires. And we need to make sure that we don't think that they are getting the same thing out of the business that we're getting out of it. And when they bring us a problem, we don't need to act like we're talking to ourselves. We need to act like we're talking to somebody who's got another, you know, who's different than we are.
And you're talking about taking them for granted.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And I think people feel that, and when we stop and we do something different, there's something that goes off in their brain like, whoa,
right.
You know, He's talking to me like I'm a guy, like I'm a person.
And if they bring you something like Jim and I just did in the role play, that gives you a very valuable moment for you to be with them at that moment and to really connect with them. And you know what? That can really pay off in engagement with that employee if you handle it the right way.
That's right. And it also demonstrates that active listening doesn't take a long time. You know, it might be that they want to continue with it because it isn't a yes or no issue. It's mm-hmm. something. But the other thing I want to say is if it's like that, if you're talking with somebody, maybe it isn't an employee. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, and they bring up something that's an issue, active listening prevents us, and this is a really important point, it prevents us from coming in with a solution because that's our tendency. We want to give advice, and active listening is a substitute for advice. And why do we need one? Because it allows the person to explore the issue and come up with their own answer.
So you're saying when somebody brings us something like that, especially an employee, we shouldn't try to be problem solvers right off the bat.
Exactly. Or our own kids, you know?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're so used to just kind of, I'll tell you.
Or with our wives, too, right, Jim?
Yeah.
I've been told that many times. Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. Well done today. Good job.
Okay, man.
Maybe I should say well done.
Good talking.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, the author of so many books, B-A-L-L-A-R-D. Be sure to Google him and find out about all the things that he does. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.